Yes, I think you'd better give it to me. And stop that beepling. Monitor, in this half hour, Joe Garagiola talks with basketball star Rick Barry about his contract difficulties. About 3 minutes from now, meet the mayor of Dublin, Tom Stafford. First, we have here the Seekers.
Love is kind.
It may be true that when you're in love, the whole world is Jewish. It's equally true that on St. Patrick's Day, the world goes gaga over the Irish. Now, that's as it should be. Otherwise, who would ever have appreciated the likes of Oliver St. John Gogarty? Or Eamon Kelly, Morley Callahan, Donna McDonough, Richard Brinsley Sheridan, Bernard Shaw, Swift, Behan, or the Right Honorable Lord Mayor of Dublin, who is here with us now as he talks to reporter Jim Ownby.
Where else in the world would we get a St. Patrick's Day greeting but in Dublin, Ireland? And here at St. Patrick's time, it's our pleasure to bring the Right Honorable, the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Ireland, Thomas Stafford. Welcome to the United States.
Well, thank you very much. I would like to say that as Lord Mayor of Dublin, I'm speaking to you, my good people in America, from the Mansion House, Dublin. I'm delighted to have this opportunity of sending you sincere greetings on behalf of the citizens of Dublin, indeed on my own behalf. You have so many of our Irish people over in your great country who of course, over a number of years, have made great homes for themselves. And we're very proud to be associated with you on this, of course, our St. Patrick's Day. This festival of St. Patrick's Day is honored all over the world, and especially in your great country. So I'm glad to have the opportunity of saying a word to you.
It's our understanding, my Lord Mayor, that you'll be in the United States in the not-too-distant future, and I'm sure you'll be singing the praises of good old Ireland.
Yes, I do hope to go across to America on the 2nd of April and be there for somewhere over about 3 weeks. And this, of course, I will be praising Ireland. Naturally, everybody from Ireland, I'm sure, always says a good few words for me, especially myself, because I've been associated with a tourist organization in Ireland for some time past, and now I'm going over to America to say a few words about our old country.
Well, from the rocky barren coasts of Maine to the sunny shores of Waikiki and Hawaii, there are more friendly sons of St. Patrick than you can probably count.
Well, I'm sure they are. There is surely enough friends of St. Patrick, especially on our feast day of the Apostle. There's no doubt about that. And we have many, of course, St. Patrick's associations throughout America. There's no doubt about this. I have, since I became Lord Mayor of Dublin, received many and many of our American people, of course, in the Mansion House in Dublin. And we have many, many friends in America.
From Dublin, we've had the distinct opportunity of visiting with the Right Honorable, the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Ireland, Tom Stafford. And this now is Jim Ornby in Dublin, Ireland, returning here to monitor in New York City.
A small boy walked down a city street, and hope was in his eyes as he searched the faces of the people he'd meet. For one he could recognize.
Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way. The eyes of the people
here, one of the Jones boys, name of Jack. That was what we just heard. Next, a gallant gale in the proper mood of the day.
My name is John Sharp. I live in Dunleary, Ireland. I'd like to wish all my friends in America, especially Mary O'Keefe in California, a very happy St. Patrick's Day. You're on the monitor beacon.
It's 18 minutes after the hour. Monitor Music with Edie Gourmet.
Bye. That's quiet, strong, beautiful, the 68 Ford. Only Ford in its class offers better ideas like hidden headlights and die-cast grills at no extra cost on LTDs, XLs, and Country Squire wagons. Only Ford offers you fastbacks at the same price as formal hardtops. Check your Ford dealer. You'll see why the switch is on to Ford.
Thank you.
Conniff's Orchestra and Chorus. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm, the world's largest car insurance company. Here's Joe.
One of the biggest names in sports has been spending this year as a spectator, and I'll be talking to him about that after this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. Why get rid of those 33,000 junkyards along our highways? Why not sign them with the names of far-out artists and declare them culture centers? No one could tell the difference, and they're a lot less ugly. But if it's real ugly you want, ever see a once-beautiful car wrapped around another once-beautiful car, intertwined with a once-beautiful bush? State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, is in the business of providing the money to get your smashed-up car restored to its original beauty, and they found a way to give that service for lower rates than most companies. But until someone finds a way to restore a crushed bush, we'd better drive cautiously, or we'll all be forced to look at what's behind those bushes. It could be a culture center.
For your car, and your home, and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Today, NBC Television will be carrying some of the highlights of the recent professional baseball and football players' golf tournament that was held at the La Costa Country Club in Carlsbad, California. There were a lot of big names in sports competing in that one. I had a chance to talk to one of them, a guy who's finding out this year what it's like to be a spectator, basketball star Rick Barry. Barry, who switched from the NBA to the American Basketball League, is sitting this year out because of a contract problem. And during a lull in the golf, we had a chance to talk about that. Rick, just what has it been like for you this year that you've been out of basketball?
Well, Joe, it's been kind of like the life of Riley. You know, I do whatever I please whenever I feel like it, and I've been playing a great deal of golf. And, of course, I've been working out playing basketball because I can't stay away from the game. And this is what I do to actually earn a living. Of course, I'm not doing it this year, but I hope to do it for several years in the future.
What kind of a workout can you... It must be getting boring just working out. Do you get in any games at all?
Well, yes, I do, Joe. I play for a local team. It's a disc jockey team for a local radio station, but we have a few ringers in there, and we help raise money for good causes throughout the Bay Area up in Northern California. And it gives me an opportunity to go out, keep my legs in shape, and keep my timing. And I'm practicing a great deal on my ball handling and passing while I'm playing in those games. I usually play guard, and I think it's really helped my game.
How about your shooting? You never have been reluctant.
Well, Joe, you know, I like to take the shot whenever I have it, and I have confidence in it. And I go out there and practice my shooting probably more and practice by myself than I do when I'm out there on the floor. Usually when I'm out on the floor, like I said, I practice my ball handling and my passing.
Rick, you're one of the very few basketball or athletes, let's put it that way, who they really made plans for what they're going to do after they're finished playing.
Well, Joe, that's true. I hope to get into radio, TV, or film work. I've been doing a lot of work on radio and also on TV. Right now I'm doing college basketball games and doing color for that in the Bay Area, and it's really a lot of fun for me, and it's something I've always enjoyed, and I did take a lot of courses when I was in college in that type of work.
You know, they ask me, is it easier broadcasting or playing? How about you?
Well, I think it's easier playing myself, Joe, especially when you get on the other end of that microphone, you have to ask the questions a little bit more difficult than answering them.
But you are enjoying it.
Yes, I really am. I think it's fascinating work, and right now I'm playing a sport that I love and getting paid for it, and I can think of nothing better than to talk about sports and to do things like that and be paid for that.
Rick, will you feel any pressure? They say that you will make the American Basketball League, as an individual.
Joe, it's hard really to say. I don't think I have to go out and prove myself. I just feel that I go out and try and help the team win ball games and hope that I can help the league in some way.
Rick, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Joe.
That was basketball star Rick Barry, who, whether he admits it or not, is the man the American Basketball League is counting on to make them a big league. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
There's always an inside look at sports with Joe Garagiola. Weekends on Monitor, weekdays on NBC Radio. By the way, Joe will be the host of the Sunday evening segment of Monitor. Catch him. Richard's Flugel Nights. Monitor spans the continent on NBC Radio. In Bozeman, Montana, we're heard on KBMN. A break for the station in your town, then Monitor returns. Morgan here.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon.
Without your coffee break tomorrow. Why? Macy's store-wide spring sale starts tomorrow. Sales, sales, and more sales, just in time for spring, starts tomorrow at Macy's. Mothers and dads, your youngsters can get free swimming lessons at your neighborhood YMCA during Easter vacation. For information, phone Lackawanna 4-8900. This is WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Now then, here you have your 5 minutes of Monitor music. Little Green Apples by Bright Green Roger Miller comes up numero uno.
And I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. Out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss or Disneyland, and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face and grow and ease my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing she's busy, and ask her if she can get away and meet me. Maybe we can grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing and she hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late. But she sits waiting patiently and smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. And there's no such thing as make-believe, puppet dolls, palm leaves, and BB guns. God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Minneapolis.
Second tune, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. If we didn't quite make it clear, as monitor, Bob Considine talks about what an Irishman is in 3 minutes. And again, if we didn't make things crystal clear, the young Americans sing, "Who Am I?"
Behind the wheel of Torino, Success Car 68, street version of the specially modified cars that ran away with the grueling Riverside 500. Torino's the hottest performing, hottest selling new intermediate on the market today. And to top it off, Torino has just been named pace car for the Indianapolis 500. Check Torino at your Ford dealers now, and you'll see why the switch is on to Ford.
On the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
What is an Irishman? That seems like a pretty good question on St. Patrick's Day, even though Patrick himself was not Irish. Noah Webster defines an Irishman as man born in Ireland or of the Irish race. That's something like describing Brigitte Bardot as a form of animal life. True, but hardly adequate. I'll be back with some answers, I hope, after this. What does it mean to someone 65 or over to have health insurance that pays? Here's the answer from Mutual of Omaha.
Retired businessman. Widow, 65 and over. School teachers who have put aside their books can all depend on Mutual of Omaha Extra Security to help fill the financial gaps that Medicare can't cover. When you're hospitalized, Mutual of Omaha's Extra Security can pay you $100 a week to start, $200 a week when Medicare coverage is reduced, and $300 a week when Medicare benefits are cut back even more. Mutual of Omaha's Extra Security can also help pay for those extra services you may want that Medicare doesn't cover. So if you're over 65, or have loved ones 65 or over, see your local Mutual of Omaha man for Extra Security. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Bernard Shaw, an Irishman, wrote, and I quote him, "Of all the tricks the Irish nation has played on the slow-witted Saxon, of the imaginary Irishman of romance, imagination is such a torture that you can't bear it without whiskey." Bernard Shaw could be rough on the Irish in verse, too. Returning to the old sod after long and profitable expatriation in England, Shaw wrote, "At last I went to Ireland. 'Twas raining cats and dogs. I found no music in the glens, nor purple in the bogs. And as for angels' laughter in the smelly Liffey's tide, well, my Irish daddy said it, but the dear old humbug lied." Kipling was a lot friendlier to the Irish. He wrote, "For where there are Irish, there's loving and fighting, and when we stop either, it's Ireland no more." Gilbert Chesterton defined the Irish character this way, "For the great gales of Ireland are the men that God made mad, for all their wars are merry, and all their songs are sad." Half of George Washington's army were Irishmen. Washington, a Mason, was a member of the New York chapter of the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. But the Irish had a difficult time gaining equal rights during most of the next century after the Revolution. The Irish Brigade helped win the Civil War and preserve the Union. Yet 3 years after Appomattox, the Chicago Post editorialized, "An Irishman is a born savage, a brutal ruffian. He never knew an hour in civilized society. Scratch a convict or a pauper, and the chances are that you scratch the skin of an Irishman." Well, that editorialist must not have known about General Thomas Francis Marr and the men of the Irish Brigade. Riddled by Confederate fire at Fredericksburg, the remnants of the brigade assembled in a street in that city in old Virginia and heard one of history's greatest pep talks. General Marr boomed out, "Fellow exiles of Erin, the flags of our native land have been shot to pieces. The green color is all gone from them. But there's plenty of boxwood in the streets of Fredericksburg. Pluck it, place it in your hats, and you will still fight for your adopted land beneath the banner of green." This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha. What does it mean to have health insurance that pays? Here's what Lester Griffin of Jackson, Mississippi told us.
20 years ago, an automobile accident disabled me and completely wiped out my business. Without Mutual of Omaha's lifetime benefits, there wouldn't have been a way in the world to keep my family together.
Learn how it can pay you to have health insurance that pays. Call your local Mutual of Omaha man. There's only one Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will again be presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, later today on Monitor. Stay on the Monitor Beacon. You remember when this tune first came out? Frankie Lane's revived it, and if you say 1941, you're so right.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start. But one desire, and that one is you. No other will
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Jim Lemon, Washington Senators manager. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
This is Bob Hope, complete with hard top, fast back, and bucket seat, which is pretty appropriate since I'm going to talk about an exclusive from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it comes as standard equipment on every Chrysler-built car. Customer Care covers more problems than a security blanket, and it starts from the time they fasten the first bolt on your brand-new car. When they say they don't build them like they used to, it's a cinch they're not talking about Chrysler Corporation. Because their quality control begins from the time your car is nothing more than a gleam in an engineer's eye. And everyone works with just one idea in mind, to see to it that the beauty of Chrysler-built cars is a lot more than only skin deep. And it sure pays off for both you and Chrysler. Because no matter how much the new models change from year to year, one thing at Chrysler stays the same. And that's the quality of the product. Why not sample it yourself? Try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer soon.
Jim Lemon, rookie manager of the Washington Senators, is running a different kind of spring training camp. A report from Monitor's Maury Siegel.
Jim, yours is a novel camp in the sense that you have no organized calisthenics as such. What's the thinking behind this project?
Well, Mo, I don't know that calisthenics add too much to a ball player. I never liked them too much when I played. It's a little bit regimentated, and I don't think there's any difference between going out and throwing the baseball and running and catching it and swinging a bat. That's what you do when you actually play the game. I've heard different theories that if you take the calisthenics, you come up with fewer pulled muscles in the legs and this and that, but I don't know that they have too much value, although we told the players that if they want to do calisthenics on their own, to go ahead and do it, because they know themselves better than we know them, and if they need help strengthening their legs, they know more about how to go about it than we could do it in a calisthenics drill.
Jim, how do you make up then for the slack time when the player is not occupied doing something? What is he supposed to be doing if he's not doing chin-ups and push-ups and whatnot?
Well, we play pepper, and we throw the ball around, and we've been working on fundamentals that at the time what calisthenics would normally take up. So we've had a very enjoyable spring so far, and I think everyone is happy, and we've had very few injuries, so calisthenics so far have not affected us any.
Do you think calisthenics help get a person in shape?
Not to play baseball. I think, like I said before, throwing, running, and catching the ball gets you in shape to play baseball.
Well, do you think there's a disadvantage to calisthenics?
Well, I think probably pitchers and this and that, it may have a tendency to tighten up their shoulders if you do push-ups and stuff like that.
Do you know of any specific examples of that in your experiences in baseball?
Well, no, I know I never did like to do push-ups because it tightened up my shoulders so much I couldn't swing free as I would like to, and it may have some strengthening factor if someone is weak in the shoulders and you want to strengthen him that way, but I think you should do this during the wintertime and in the spring and summer, play the game of baseball.
Were you at a camp before where there were no organized calisthenics as such?
Yes, and I was with the Minnesota Ball Club and the Washington Ball Club. After, we'll say, 1958 or so, we never took any calisthenics, and we seemed to get through the year all right.
What do you think of some of these ball clubs that hire often football coaches or gym teachers or phys ed majors or whatnot to lead them in calisthenics? Do you think the fact that an expert, so-called, is on hand to do it might be of some beneficial value?
I think if you have someone that knows exactly what he's doing and can strengthen a specific muscle, then it has some value. But I don't know of anyone in our coaching staff that possesses this knowledge, and not having a qualified personnel, we thought we'd just eliminate the whole thing.
This is Maurice Siegel for Monitor Sports.
To hear about everything that's going on in sports,
Jackie Tutu Monitor.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dream, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, follow close by every breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. My dream, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. Butterfly of love, elusive butterfly of love.
Carmen McRae's elusive butterfly. You can help a crippled child up. All of us can help our nation's crippled children as they struggle to stand up and be part of our world. At Easter Seals centers around the country, thousands of children have the help of therapists, teachers, and social workers. And you can do your part by buying Easter Seals.
Easter Seals.
Beaver there with a tune called Soul Coaxing. News coming up on the hour, so...
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon.
My name is Long John Neville, and I have a question for you. What's the shortest distance between two points of view? The answer, straight line. My early morning telephone show. So, if you have an opinion or question, call and add to the outgoing sound of the incoming calls on Straight Line, the Long John Neville telephone show, mornings. That's right, mornings from 5 to 6, right here on WNBC.
Hi, I'm Elena Pinella of the Letter from Lee Show. Are you a young gal just out of high school faced with a decision about your future? The Women's Army Corps can help you make the right decision. As a member of the Women's Army Corps, you can receive training in such fields as medical and personnel administration. Your local Army recruiter has all the details. Visit him soon.
Call your babysitter right away. Why? Macy's store-wide spring sale starts tomorrow. Sales, sales, and more sales, just in time for spring. Starts tomorrow at Macy's.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.